I'm Peggy Hughes, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we are now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. Before the creation of the NHS, healthcare providers often struggled to give adequate support to the most vulnerable in society. In Dundee, the number of deaths attributable to infectious disease had reduced following the Public Health Scotland Act of 1867. However, even as late as 1912, one statistic was disturbingly high. The infant mortality rate, that is, the number of deaths under 1 year of age for every 1,000 births, was still 159. Social reformer Mary Lily Walker was central to the formation of the Dundee Social Union in 1888, which worked to tackle housing and health issues in the city. In this, she enlisted the help of professors at her alma mater, University College Dundee, and a bank of willing volunteers. The high rates of infant mortality could, of course, be attributed to the conditions in which women were living and working, and how their children were fed. A dispensary and clinic were established to provide the city's most needy women with access to treatment and medicines at the lowest possible cost, but it was clear that some women, who could never afford the costs of private care, needed access to gynaecological surgery. With Mary Lily Walker driving the project once more, the Dundee Women's Hospital and Nursing Home opened in Seafield Road in 1897 to provide low-cost surgery. It moved to larger premises in Elliot Road around 1915 through donations by the Sharp family of Hill of Tarvet, and in 1948 became part of the new National Health Service before closing in the 1970s. The Caird Maternity and Gynecology Wards had opened in Dundee Royal Infirmary in 1899 and were succeeded by the Sharp Maternity Building in 1930. The Merrifield Hospital, which had opened to treat the poor, had only one maternity room when it opened in 1893, but developed into a busy maternity and paediatric hospital by the 1960s. These services moved to the new Ninewells Hospital in 1974. The training of nurses and midwives had made great progress over the decades. The Royal College of Nursing had already been established in 1916 by Sarah Swift, who had trained at Dundee Royal Infirmary, receiving her certificate in 1880. And in the 1930s, following the formation of the General Nursing and Midwifery Councils, training schools were attached to hospitals. Each school had its own uniforms, training programmes and badges, with students being employed and housed by the hospital. The training itself was formalised into blocks, alternating instruction at the nursing school with hands-on experience in wards at the hospital. The system carried on until the mid to late 1960s. The Dundee College of Nursing and Midwifery opened in June 1969, providing instruction for an impressive 500 student and pupil nurses who would work in the general and mental hospitals throughout the area. The Tayside Medical History Museum has a large amount of artefacts, including medical instruments, equipment, documentation, and items that give a flavour of nursing in 20th century Dundee hospitals. Postgraduate studies include midwifery, maternal and infant health, and infection prevention and control. There are opportunities to specialise across adult and children's nursing. Research is also an intrinsic part of the school, with many areas of health management and care being carried out to improve outcomes for all ages. Many elements of nursing and midwifery care might have changed, but the intention of the school staff and students is the same: to make sure everyone, no matter what they can afford, can access the best possible care. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox, and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.